Hello, welcome to the beard shortening episode.
Apparently in this episode, Andy's beard gets shorter.
If you watch closely, Andy, you got to tell us when to watch. Your beard gets shorter in these opening clips.
By about an inch. Short, long.
Long, boom, boom, like that. It grows like that. That's what you get for using
1 inch to 2 inches.
That's just what you get for using the bearded chap products. That's how it works. That's how it is.
Now we've got
a all right, well, we're in.
Roll the outro.
Andy.
Oh, was that it?
I think we've started the show.
Oh, cool, cool, cool.
I think we've started the show. My name's Rusty. You're Andy.
Yes.
Plushie's not here, thankfully. No. Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hello, guys. I'm here.
Excellent. Now, Plushie, we need to talk about the guy who's not here.
Yeah.
Well, he sort of is here.
He's in spirit.
He's on the tail end.
More than spirit.
He's in A4 pieces of paper, but we'll get to that. Plushie is on the tail end of COVID.
Yes.
So he decided to come in tonight, which
selfish
probably works well. Yeah, I think it's the opposite. I think it's the opposite. But we didn't want to make him feel left out. So his chair is here because he was last here.
Yep, that's right. He's starting off happy.
There he is. So let's start him off happy. We have the many moods of Plushie. So he will join in on not the conversation so much, but he'll certainly join in on the reactions.
I'm definitely going to throw to him a couple of times.
I'm going to throw things at him a couple of times.
How are you, Plushie?
Yeah, there we go.
No answer.
No answer. Well,
typical.
Do you know what?
COVID. He lost his voice.
Oh,
fair enough. Do you know what, Plushie? With that smirk on your face, how many rounds? We're going to update our round counts. They're currently up on the wall there. Andy's done some artistic work to update that.
Let's say basic skills.
Some basic skills of artistic work. Andy,
yes.
Your number is incorrect up on the wall there.
Oh, what? You told me 1038.
Well played.
I told you the wrong thing. Okay. While you were going to go up and fix your number.
What is it?
Because you currently have done, since last match.
Zip.
Nothing.
Zip. Yep.
So you've got nothing to change. You need to go put 1248 up there. 1248.
That's a bit of a difference.
It is a bit of a difference.
Yeah.
That was the number that was up there prior. Yeah. I can report that Plushie, this gentleman here, have we got like a cocky looking Plushie? Maybe. Okay. Plushie, how many rounds have you done? Plushie has reported that he has done 200 rounds since the last one.
Oh, look at this guy.
Oh, that's serious.
There he is.
Oh,
look at me. I've shot more than you have. That's what he's saying.
On my way to 10,000.
Plushie was on 1518. That brings us up to... Oh, do you want to jump over there, Andy? That brings us up to 1718. 1718. That's it. Now
In the lead.
We'll get me out of the way. I was on 311. I remain on 311 because I have not shot since. That's right. Josh, you've been doing some shooting.
I have been doing some shooting. I put 100 rounds last weekend.
You and your eyebrows have been doing some shootings.
We have. I did about 60, and my eyebrows did the rest.
For those who aren't watching, Josh has put the light in an area that off his, depending which way he looks at the camera, off his glasses reflects some eyebrows.
I can make
his forehead.
It worse. I can make it much worse.
Significantly worse.
But I'm just gonna
right,
back
so
just
Josh. 100. That'll bring
just,
you up
just
to
100.
1160.
Two packets.
1160. That now looks like a proper zero with a line through it to indicate it's not a no. 1160 is where we need to be there. Okay, cool. So round counts are going on. Not, we're four episodes in. Plushie's leading the charge on his way. We anticipate we're doing 16 episodes this year. We're a quarter of the way through the year. He's not far off 2,000. Mm. So he's a little bit behind
that's
where he claims to be.
Yeah, that's almost a barrel change. If it was one caliber.
Good. All right. Yeah. So... Should we return condescending Plushie back to Happy Plushie?
I don't know. Does he go back to Happy Plushie though?
Yeah, well, he's leading the charge.
Yeah, okay.
He's leading the charge. All right.
His mood has switched.
Now, we have a review.
All right.
Sort of. We have a review written by ChatGPT.
Oh.
Now, I asked ChatGPT as a genuine listener of the show.
Yes.
What are you laughing at, Josh?
Nothing.
Go back to your
Who genuinely listens to this?
You raise a fair point. But anyway, ChatGPT does. I asked ChatGPT, I keep struggling to say that.
Chat GBT.
Yeah. For a review on our podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Stop me when you think something's not quite right. I absolutely love.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was good. That is a fair assessment, gentlemen, but there's something a little bit more deeper at foot here.
Okay, all right.
So
read between the lines.
Bear with the pleasantries.
Okay.
And just assume they're just dialed up a little bit. I absolutely love the Impact Dynamics podcast. Okay. That's very nice of you. Blushy is thinking in deep thought about this. For those who are listening, we have six pieces of paper with different moods of Blushy. We are putting them up at appropriate times. It's a really good sight gag, which works well for an audio podcast. So if you're going to watch one episode on YouTube, this is probably the one to watch.
Yeah.
Because plus she's not here. All right. As somebody who is always looking for ways to make a positive impact in the world, this podcast has been an incredible resource for me. Now, you're starting to look at me a bit weird there, Andy. The hosts are, this is where we get weird, knowledgeable, engaging, and passionate about their topics. We'll give them the last one. And they bring on guests who are experts in their respective fields to share their insight and experiences. Blushy has got a response that looks very confused. Okay. What on earth are you talking about? I appreciate the wide range of topics covered on the show, from sustainability.
Oh.
yep, and social justice. There's a squeak there.
The Stubby poll.
to entrepreneurship and personal development. That was probably the giveaway there to get out. Okay, good. Each episode is thought-provoking, inspiring, and I always come away feeling motivated to take action in my own life.
I'm glad we inspire people to do that. But, yeah, some of them, sustainability, that sort of entrepreneurship.
Okay. I think I push back on ChatGPT, and I think you've got the wrong podcast. There must be another Impact Dynamics podcast that isn't us.
Yeah. Please show us.
So what about the one about shooting?
Oh.
This is their response to that.
What about the one about shooting?
Yeah. It's a bunch of bollocks.
Really?
No.
No, that would attract.
That would have been good. That would have been good.
I thought I could believe that.
Yeah. I'm absolutely – here we go. Here's the actual review. Say actual review. It's not the actual review. I'm absolutely hooked on the Impact Dynamics podcast. The host is incredibly knowledgeable and passionate about about precision shooting. Pick that up. And they bring on a variety of guests who share their expertise and experience in the field. We have –
In the past,
it's happened.
It's just accessing archives.
The podcast is packed with valuable information and insights. And it doesn't say about shooting, though. And I appreciate how the hosts break down complex topics into easy-to-understand explanations.
You have to do that for me.
That's why Andy's on the show. They cover everything from gear and equipment to technique and strategy. And I've learned so much from listening to each episode.
Well, that's a worry.
One of the things I appreciate the most, now we're getting detail. One of the things I appreciate most about this podcast is how the host prioritizes safety and responsibility in precision shooting.
Wow.
It's not wrong. Mm-hmm. Probably don't talk about it a lot, but they encourage listeners to be mindful of their surroundings and to follow best practices to ensure a safe and enjoyable shooting experience. Okay. Overall, there's a summary here. I highly recommend the Impact Dynamics podcast to anyone who's interested in precision shooting. Yay, Flashy's back to happy. It's informative, entertaining, and engaging. I look forward to every new episode. So we've got at least one digital listener.
There you go.
That might be the wrong one.
Run with it, Josh.
I thought that worked out.
Yeah, so that is if you guys need reviews for your own podcast, ChatGPT with the goods the second time around.
I don't know how just thinking about it, it's a little bit scary. Like, is it actually doing all of that research about everything? Or is it just telling you what you want to hear?
It's completely inaccurate. So we know what's going on there. But anyway, all right, good. All right. Well, normally we would throw across the plushie to talk about something intelligent. But he's not here, so...
Moving on.
I was just going to move on. We have a challenge in the works.
Mm-hmm.
We had a challenge that we have now completed.
Yes.
Now, for those who are listening last episode, those who are listening, we set a challenge for the four of us. I think you probably should more of a concerned look on Plushie's face. Yeah. that's judgmental, Plushie. I think that one there is concerned.
The concern is there. The concern is there. Also, not the face either. There we go.
So, there was a challenge. We all were going to play Big Buck Hunter.
Yep.
Right? And whoever won, their three rounds or something of go-karting in Tasmania were going to be paid for by the other three.
What a deal.
Annie's giving away what's going on with this. So, typical. But anyway, so we did that before. Andy, you got to choose which type of Big Buck Hunter game we were playing.
Yes.
What did you choose?
I went with the safari.
Okay.
I think. Yep.
Josh, you got to choose which animal we were going after. Which one did you choose?
I went with the ibex.
Fantastic. And so we do this prior to the podcast tonight. So all four of us shot. Yep. And
I don't hear any disagreement.
No disagreement. No. And we took a vote.
If anything, I saw the chair nod a little bit.
Yeah.
There you go. There's a nod. We took a vote as well, is that we should rate this as a sliding scale. So the worse you lose by, the more you pay.
Yep.
Yeah, and we all were in agreeance.
Yep.
With that.
Because we did say anyone who opposes, raise your hand.
No one raised their
hand. There was no hand raised.
So we'd like to reveal the results of said challenge. Now, Andy, you've already given away the fact how smug you are. You won. So you won't be paying for your...
Do you want your points? I have your points here.
Oh, you've got points.
I do.
Nice work.
So your score. Right,
well, hang on, Josh. I believe that not right now, but like the viewers on YouTube will, and listeners, I guess, will be able to watch and listen and see a short little segment of our competition. Yes. So roll the tape.
All right. So tonight's challenge is. Is Big Buck Hunter. We're going to choose one scenario on here, and then the four of us, will have a go on this. Got one problem tonight. Plushie's not here. He's got the COVIDs, but that's all right. We will all help him out by wearing a Plushie face mask, and then we will have a go on the stage. The winner of tonight doesn't have to pay for go-karting for the main races we do in Tassie.
Do I get a warm-up? You guys play this all the time.
Which one would you like? Ooh. Your choice, Andy.
Let's do the safari. I think it goes with the music. It's kangaroo. There you go.
Show you how it's not done.
Well, it's a red dot on there.
You can draw a red dot on it if you like. Right, player one.
Oh,
that is
down.
Boy,
well,
I think I got the last one. You've done
right.
Well
there. All downhill. Ooh,
look at him go.
Oh, and he's got some
hats and ropes.
Hey,
playing
everything.
Some points
there. All right, Josh, you're up.
Yeah.
Good job, Al. Ooh, I'm in front by 9 points. That's all.
Ooh, that's tight.
That is tight. There we go. Show Plushie who's boss. That's not the way to go. Plushie, your shot. What do you think, Plushie? You ready?
I was born ready. I shoot 10,000 rounds a year.
Good job, Plushie. Yeah, fast. Oh, you got it. Well done, Plushie. Well done. Good job.
Man, Plushie, you did terribly.
It's like a PRS, man.
Yeah, can you see five on you?
Yeah. Okay, it'll work, right?
Oh, that was tight. Oh, in the leg.
Oh, that'll help.
That was good.
There we go.
You got double rammed.
Yes.
Double rammed.
Yes. Volume.
Turn up, Josh.
Oh, no.
Turn up.
Oh, no. It's better than Plushie, though.
Right. Ring a pommel, something.
Yep, you're on it. Go.
How did it get away?
Up a bit.
Not by 10,000 yet.
Oh. Yes, good. Gangster. So you've done that before.
You need some more.
Oh, Rusty, where'd you go?
I've been busy.
Couldn't find you before.
Oh, wow, that was just doing dollies.
Volume.
Oh, that was not a good score. Oh, Andy Little. Shit like that in Tassie. You bring home more than a go-kart trophy.
Oh, look at him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be hard to beat. I'm going to have to kick you in the balls or something. Like, come on, Josh.
Ooh, that's the best I've ever done on this.
Where's Plushy? You're well in front of me. You're 1,000 up. All right, Plushy.
I'm back.
You're up. All right. Plushy is taking this seriously now.
Left a bit, left. Ah. Just dip. No, that's
no, in the middle. In the middle. Yeah. In the middle. Just go. Just go harder. But you're doing it, but not fast enough.
Really? Nothing.
That's better.
Wow. Are we winning?
You missed them. Oh, I ruined that, mate.
You were close though. You were very close to it.
Well, I've got two. Yeah. Play double round. Better not get any rounds at all. So I hear.
It's got the trophy on all of them.
Oh,
no. That's not the one. Not the one. Ooh.
Whoa.
No.
Josh.
That didn't work.
Plushy, you're up. You're up, Plushy. Oh, he looks very concerned. Okay, now.
You got one.
Oh yeah, the no look. Whoa, get the rhino. It'd be great.
You also trimmed the grass really well.
Thank you.
Plushy's managed to eat two.
That's amazing.
Righto, this is the last one. All right, this is where it all counts. Oh, see, told you to fall apart. Do you know who I'm doing better though? I'm doing better than Plushy.
He says, so I have to do really well, or that's it.
That's a rock, mate.
Straight up, I did not do really well.
Beep, 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 beep. Sorry, I don't need your help, all right? I'm a pro shooter. I've won a PRS match.
All right.
Nothing but win.
How's the balance point of that one?
Oi, you, I don't need your input on this stuff. I've won a PRS match.
Is it because it didn't weigh 11
Back
kilos?
Off. Sorry, I was busy just calming Plush down. He was upset.
That's not too bad.
What the fuck, Bonner?
That's racist, man.
What are you laughing at?
Not you.
Ooh,
that's not bad.
That's not too bad.
Oh, Josh, come on, you got this. No, you beat him!
Done. Hang on, we still got Plushy to go.
No, he's left.
He's left?
He's out.
He's gone.
Can you like intentionally miss all of them? That's better.
There we go.
That's the Plushy we know and love.
Hang on. That's better. That's about Plushy's accuracy, right? 6%?
Righto. Andy.
Yes?
You don't have to pay for three rounds of go-karting in Tassie.
Woo!
All right.
They'll chip in $5.
Goodbye. So, congratulations, Andy. Yeah. Andy, woo-hoo! Now, just to recap on that, how many points was Andy on?
So Andy was on 7,349.
Okay. Mm.
Good
Josh,
score. Good
Josh,
score.
You in second.
I'm pretty sure that's going to be my PRS match score.
7,349?
Yeah, okay. I think that's
how much? I'll be impressed. Is your shotgun back?
Yeah. 7,309. I'm going to hold you to that, and for every point off that score you get,
it gets taken off.
You owe $1. It's a good thing you're a cashed-up electrician. All right, Josh.
Yes. Josh. There's an interesting fact here. So Andy got 10 rams with that.
Okay.
Yes.
Ram.
So I got 9 rams, but with 6,137 points.
Okay.
In second place.
Okay. Do you not rammed as hard?
Sometimes.
And then I was third.
You were third. Mm. You also had 9 rams.
Yes.
But you were 4,368.
I'm not much of a trophy hunter, so I didn't hit the trophies.
I did hit a few of the trophies.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you just figure you got enough, and so you were like,
I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm done. I'm good. Yep. And then this gentleman in the middle here, how did he go?
He went about as well as he looks right now.
Angry Plushy has returned.
He got rammed twice.
Yep.
With a total score of 1,046.
It's probably still too much. It's probably still too much.
No, that's half decent for not being here.
Yeah. So what
he was here, sorry.
I believe the split was the loser, whoever comes last, and we decided this before we went ahead with the
as
shoot.
As a group, as a podcast.
The person last place,
mm-hmm.
The first person in second place, they're going to pay 5% of it.
Yep.
The person in third place, because it's not quite as good, is going to pay 10%.
That seems reasonable.
And then whoever comes last, whoever that may be.
Yeah, whoever.
85% of the cost.
That's good. Your math, checks out.
That checks out.
Yeah.
So,
There is a big percentage difference between 4,300 and 1,000.
Well, I mean, basically, yeah. I mean, it really probably should have been. I like
25%.
I was voting for 90%, but got out of vote. So yeah, because I figured I was going to lose, so I was happy to pay 90%. But anyway, the way it panned out, the way guys, you know, cooler heads prevailed, as it would be, except. Anyway, all right.
If anyone has any disagreements, speak of it now. Anyone?
Nothing going on. Okay, great. So that brings us on to our next challenge. Now, our next challenge. Oh, no, we already announced our next challenge. It was between you and Plushy, who was going to finish higher there. Yes. But what we need to do, Josh, I think this is up to you and I to work this out. Josh is mid-drink currently and his eyebrows are everywhere. You and I have to decide the punishment and the benefit between these two guys, how they go at the next PRS match. Now, let's add a little bit in. Now, we're going to get the listeners involved with this. So, guys, you strap yourselves in. You're going to get involved in what happens in Tassie between Plushy and Andy on the range, I should clarify. I should clarify that.
Well, we know what happens in Tassie.
So, Plushy, we rang Plushy before.
Yes.
And he chugged out a couple of numbers. One was the 200 rounds that he put through. The other one was that he kind of threw, like, vague voice, kind of went, hang fire. And turns out he's having some challenges with his setup.
Seems to be.
He is... I believe the number he quoted is 1 in 5 rounds is hang firing. No, actually, that's the wrong number. He thinks over the course of Tassie, he's going to have 5 potential hang fires. Not I should clarify that. The firing pin not hitting correctly.
Yeah.
Because of the guns.
He can't ram hard enough.
He can't ram
not
hard.
Not for any other reasons.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, now.
Some rifle malfunctions.
Some people could argue. The Plushy is the better shooter. Most of those would be also named Plushy. But some people could argue, because he's won a PRS match, that he would be the better shooter.
Yep.
Now, where did you finish the finale?
Third.
Where did Plushy finish finale?
I don't know.
Not third. Or second or first. So it doesn't really matter.
So,
so you're not the better shooter.
So I feel like I need an operation and to donate a body part.
What? Where did this come from?
Well, I took my appendix out the finale, so maybe like a kidney?
Wow, I went elsewhere with that.
Okay. Anyone up for a kidney?
Right, if you need a kidney, was that a genuine donation? We were about to save someone's life here, Andy.
Impactacnomies.com.
AndyLittle.allthemoneyintheworld.electrician.com. I believe is the
at OnlyFans.
Good. All right. So between you two, whoever wins, it's become it could go either way at the moment. Josh, have you thought about what we should what the winner does, what the loser does here?
I haven't actually.
Okay, so we're going to do that, and I'm going to explain to the listeners the giveaway. So we're about to get into some amazing guns. In fact, let's do that now, because you guys, the last giveaway we did, we asked you to here's Plushy. Get rid of angry Plushy. Let's go more positive here. You guys, we asked you if you named your rifles, right? By default, my rifles have been named. No, I haven't given them their names, but they were named. Andy, you didn't really name your rifles.
No, I had one old one, the rusty stick or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, Plushy. No, it's just his own.
No,
world.
He didn't.
Josh doesn't have any rifles yet.
No.
And so.
It's called the Borrowed.
The bar, all of them.
Hopefully.
That one day. But we did have plenty of you guys send in your rifles. So, Andy, remembering that we have plenty of audio listeners, so we're going to have to do some descriptions. So I'm gonna lean heavily on you to describe what you're seeing.
I am so good at describing things.
I know. You're good with your words. So,
are you ready?
We are ready. Cool. So we have the name of the person who sent it through. Now, just before we jump into it, We've got prizes for our favourite
descriptions.
Names. Maybe. Okay. Let's see how we go. But let's go to it. But there's a few. So,
there's a few. All right.
Okay. This is the first one. This is the Frankenmorzer from Sheldrake. Andy, describe it for our listeners.
All right. So it looks like a rifle.
Right man for the job, right here. Right man for the job.
All right, here we go. We've got a...
What colours are you seeing? So let's start with that.
It looks like we've got
Are you colourblind?
Looks like we've got a thumb hole stock, a Boyd's thumb hole stock with a blue and grey sort of tint, laminate tint.
Looks purplish for me, but, you know, whatever.
Purplish, yeah. Yep. Yeah, could be a Vortex optic with a red dot mounted on the top.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking... Is that a...
That looks like a manille brake on it.
It is. Yeah, that's definitely a manille brake. Is that a stainless action? Has that been a polished action? Or is that just the light?
Yeah.
Is that the light bouncing?
Difficult to see. I don't know.
It looks like the polish. There's some sort of polish on the action and the barrel's black.
Okay. The Frankenmorzer. Okay, great.
Looks good.
Looks like a Morzer.
Moving on.
The giveaway was in the name. Let's go on. The Goldilocks. This is from Ross. Thanks for sending this in, Ross.
Here we go.
What is that there?
All right, I'm not sure of the make of this, but it looks like a pump action 223 sort of unit with let's go ACOG sort of sight, adjustable rear stock.
This is called the Goldilocks. And there's one particular feature over all the rifle that you haven't mentioned yet.
Oh, the colour?
Yeah.
Colour scheme, Goldilocks. All right, so we've got a black on tan, or tan on black, I'd say.
Yeah. So lots of all the accessories are tan.
Let's have a look at the...
the action there.
The action cover, the flap thingy, whatever you want to call it. I'm really good with my pump
action. The flappy bit?
The flappy bit is
looks
gold.
Looks like the bolt carrier, like the bolt itself is gold.
Yeah. Gold I agree. All right. Goldilocks. That would make sense because that's the part in the gun that locks. We got there, Andy.
You're so good.
What a journey. All right, on to the next one.
Thanks, Ross. I'm not reading the...
This is called
the Goober.
The Goober.
What did I say? Dylan. Gobbler. Goobler. Goober. Gobbler.
Now it's Goober. Just you on a Saturday night.
Now we're on my dyslexic.
I guess
thing.
We now get on to what you and Plushy are going to do in Tassie. All right, so this is I'm not good at identifying this, but that looks like I'm going to have a go here, Andy, because you're obviously doing something.
I know what it is.
What is it?
Ruger American.
Yeah.
Rimfire.
There you go. You had one of those, didn't you?
Yep.
Yep.
Still got it.
Very good.
For you.
Excellent. Let's carry on. This is the Henry Plinkster from Peter.
I think this might be a lever action Henry rifle.
You're right. Probably
in 22.
In 22. Yeah. In 22 with a red dot.
With a red dot.
Well done. Well done.
And there looks to be a sling of some description. What brand sling? If you had to guess, what brand sling do you think that might be?
What's the one with the Rudolph?
Rudolph sling. We're on that's it. Exactly right.
Well I'm done. Starting to connect that the names relate to the rifles.
Yeah, that's exactly right. On to the next one where the name relates to the rifle. Iron Man.
What?
This is Iron Man from Marco.
Very nice. Looks this heavy.
This does look heavy. There's a lot of weight.
Oh, that's
on
a lot of weights.
That's a MDT chassis, an ACC. It doesn't look like an Elite, although I'm probably not sure how to tell the difference.
Is that it's up there. I reckon it's got those recoil absorption things.
Yeah, it's got all the things at the back.
It's got all the it's up there. Oh, hey, hang up. Whoa. Is that a left-handed rifle? It's no good.
Righto. Well, the photo could be reversed. Does have a TMB on the front. Does have an Atlas bipod. A lot of weights on the side. A Gen 2 Razor on top. And
it's a nice rig.
It's a nice rig.
Yeah.
It's cool.
The paint colour.
It's probably the whole thing that you should talk about. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got a white, grey, red sort of paint scheme on
Definitely
it.
Definitely some black there.
It's almost and like black. It's an Iron Man paint
Looks
scheme.
Looks like Iron Man. Well
okay.
Done.
On we go.
Good. I like it.
On to Matilda.
Matilda. This is from Harold.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the photo, Harold. We've got a Viper PST sitting on top of what potentially looks like a Remington Sendero, but this is sometimes difficult to identify from where we're looking. It looks like it's potentially some sort of aftermarket action.
Something long range.
Whoa, we've gone to something else now.
Oh, no. I pressed the wrong button.
No,
is that better?
You didn't. Your eyebrows did.
There is something on that barrel that says something long
there
range.
There is. Something long range.
That's what I was about trying to look at before I ruined
Does it
everything.
Does say PRC on there?
It does say PRC like on there.
Yeah, okay. 6.5 PRC or my eye's not good enough. All right, looks good. It's got a goldy type barrel, not a gold
Cerakote.
Bronze
Cerakote.
Barrel, and then a good stock.
Looks all right.
Let's go on. Let's move on from Matilda.
Looks tidy.
We have Peggy.
Oh, hello, Peggy.
I remember seeing this one.
Okay, tell us all about it then. That's a huge barrel. Oh, I've just seen the barrel. The barrel is the size of the muzzle brake, is the size of the action. That is chunky as. Sam sent this one in.
Yeah, well done, Sam.
Peggy's got a blue and red alternating coloured and with some, looks like a map. It looks like some sort of board game map
I vaguely remember it, and it sort of looked like jigsaw puzzles that sort of go together. I'm not totally sure, but I'm pretty sure Sam is from WA.
It's like 14 people have started the same jigsaw puzzle, but at the same time, and they've all started building their own thing, and then it's been captured on a chassis. Maybe there was a good Thursday night that Sam won't be willing to talk about, but has been embossed into his rifle forever. And everyone asks him, like, oh, can you tell us about Jigsaw Night? And he's like, well, you're not allowed to talk about Jigsaw Night.
No, I'm just looking at the data trying to figure out why we've got 4.5.
No, just why. Just leave it at Y.
Also, right. just a side note, that bolt handle is girthy.
Oh, nice. The big
matches the barrel, mate. Matches the barrel, but I'm glad you noticed girthy things. Let's move on from Peggy.
To Pinkie Pie.
Pinkie Pie. Now,
Pinkie Pie is not girthy.
Dave, this is a this is quite an old school little 22.
Yes.
If you think of like an old Winchester 1900 22, this is along those lines. But the stock has this. We need to talk about this. First up, Dave says this is for his daughter. Mm-hmm. No one believes
that.
No one believes that.
I don't think so.
The stock is painted pink, but that's not the interesting part of this particular rifle. There is a picture on this particular rifle. That I am deeply concerned about. What I think the artist had in mind was, or what the brief was, can you please put three horses on my rifle? And the artist has gone, yes, I can. And these horses are one beast with three heads, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, massive dick, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 legs. One that isn't a leg because it's bending the wrong way. They're all interconnected. And look, honestly, the rifle's great. The image is an abomination of, I don't know how to describe it. But
it's done by Kim.
I just love how it's on like a red velvet background.
This is where three horses become one.
But counter to all to that, I want to see Dave shoot an NRL match or something with this. Like,
looks like a single shot.
This needs to be shot.
Yeah, I agree.
We need that footage.
We need that footage, and the triple horse header is looking like a good Saturday night plan in Tassie. All right, let's move on.
Dave loves a good triple horse.
Right.
What's further south than Tassie? Because that's the horse from that location. All right. This is the Red Rocket Redacted Actual sent us through.
Yep.
Look.
I think we know what this is.
Going to be brutal.
Red Rocket.
This is an AI. Good stuff.
It's a red AI.
Yep.
Yep.
I mean.
Now, is it a rocket because he's loading those things hot? Or just because...
Have you seen him shoot? I mean, rockets aren't that accurate.
Because last time I spoke to him, I'm pretty sure he was going to run a 6 Creed at like 3190.
I think he thought he was running one at 3800. the data he played out according to Plushie.
Was not that.
Yep. There we go, the Red Rocket. I mean, look, it's cool, but we're looking for real creative, interesting stuff. And the AIs are great rifles, but...
I'm gonna pick a bone with him on this one too, because I know he does some media work, and like what is that photo? I know he's got better photos of his rifle than that.
I don't know if that's his rifle.
Is that gone on Google?
Has he pinched Butter's rifle? Anyway, all right.
Anyway,
many questions to be answered. Sheldrake has sent us through a Ruger Precision rifle. This is a Sierra Precision Rimfire, I should say. This is Sierra. I've got an issue with this rifle.
Is it because like a Rimfire, like Sierra, don't make a Rimfire?
Exactly right, Andy. Hang on. I've got to find the right.
Plushie is updating.
He's
his
already
face.
Happy because I know something.
Plushie's update face expression is like a firmware update. Yeah, there
take
we
some
are. Time.
So take some time, but and Plushie angry is, Plushie is angry Plushie now.
Oh, yeah, no. You see now if we were talking like a 223 that just ate up those Sierra match
games. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, definitely. Oh.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But anyway, like
nice rifle. But
Sheldrake, love you. Let's move on.
Moved on.
I don't know how to say that name. Andy, you can say the name. Oh, damn it. I was going to say the name of the rifle. Oh. The 1000 MT looks to be a ticker.
Mm-hmm.
Looks to be in an MDT LSS chassis.
Oryx? Is that an LSS?
It's not an Oryx.
No?
Not an Oryx. What is the, what's the chassis? It's not an LSS.
It's an early one.
Yeah. It's a, I remember the chassis.
I've got an, it's not an ESS.
It's not, is the one before that that was the main one. I can't remember what this was called.
Come on, man, with the computer.
Yeah, Google all things.
Right. And I.
Just Google things?
It's got a Schmidt and Bender on it, yeah.
Yep. I must say, the bipod throws me off.
The gold painted, half gold painted bipod.
Well, it's got the extension legs on it, but yes, okay. The bipod throws me.
Yep. Yeah, no.
I wouldn't paint my bipod.
Okay. Wow.
Just wouldn't paint it.
Super judgy. Okay, cool. I'm going to have Federico. Fachi Federico? Is that how I'm saying that name? I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong. But sorry, let's play. I'm going to put Judgmental Plushie up for how I said the name. Okay, there we go.
But other than that, ticker.
I mean that
good,
would
good, good muzzle, bro.
That would work well.
I wonder no if doubt. I wonder if the 1000 MT somehow he's reached out to 1,000 meters.
I assume so. Mm,
yeah, I would hope like so.
He's only ever shot at 1,000 meters.
That's
and nothing closer.
The scope is zeroed at 1,000 meters.
Perfect. That's the way we go. All right, let's move on.
That's it.
What else we got, Josh?
The farm boss.
Oh, this Josh. Josh.
Oh, I'll just turn the microphone down now. Is that better?
Okay, for those who are listening, Andy, what are we looking at here?
It looks like a pull-action shotgun.
Yeah, it's a shotgun. It's great. Looks good. It's got a mixture of sort of a grey and black, and then the action. Now, draw your attention to the action.
Ooh.
I would draw you to the attention of the action, except Josh has gone and put text all over it.
Yes.
And the text all over it, I know why you put Josh, but text all over Josh.
It's because they're all the same and they're all in the same spot.
But you put text all over it and that's where it says Farm Boss. This
action.
Now, shout out to Sir Sheldrake previously.
Outrageous.
He wrote Sheldrake. He didn't. He wrote Sierra. He wrote the name of the gun on the gun. Yep. Right? Credit. Take it back. That's Sheldrake, cool. You're a legend. He put it on there. He's committed.
Yep.
This one here, committed.
Yep.
Can we tell?
No.
We cannot. Where's Angry Plushie?
One job.
Is this where the magic of editing comes in and then the version that everyone else sees is
no.
It's on there?
No. We have to keep... You don't have time to do that, right? AI edits this podcast, not you. What are you talking about? All right, cool. Farm Boss looks good. Well done, Jack.
The other thing.
I'm sorry, Jack.
Here we go. Yeah, all the blood dripping down on the car.
Well, could we not get a photo of the whole rifle, the whole shotgun? Just...
Yeah,
just now you're turning on the listeners. I was just ribbing Josh.
I want to see how far the orange goes. Like,
Annie, we all want to see how far the orange goes. But Plushie's not here tonight, so we can't really find out. On to the next one. Speaking of which, the Fat Lady is the next one from Rob. Rob has a Ruger Precision Rifle.
Does it sing?
Does it? Well, I mean, mate, it doesn't just sing, it hums. I'm not sure if that's better or worse.
Explodes.
But it does well. It does well. All right, the Fat Lady is
looks like a Ruger Precision Centerfire.
I mean, Rob loves seeing his stuff. But again, pretty generic sort of thing. Love to see it. People are out there running it.
I wonder if that's the Ruger Precision in the 300 win.
Ooh, go back. No.
Well, okay. You can't tell. We can't tell.
But. Let's move on. I can tell. Right, here we have this is probably one of the better names.
Here we go.
The Hopper Stopper.
Yep, I like
from
that.
From Tim March.
Yep, that's good.
Now, can you see, for those who are listening, this is a pretty, this is like a nice spec hunting rifle.
Yep.
So it's got a traditional looking stock, but that'll be a Manners or a Macmillan or something on those lines.
REM 700.
In a REM 700 copy. Can you zoom in on that, Josh? Can you see what that actually is, that action?
Not unless I make everything disappear for you.
It looks very similar
to mine. Make everything disappear for us.
It looks very similar to mine.
Yeah, yeah. It's that sort of...
I think it's a REM.
REM. It's a REM or a REM clone.
Yep.
Josh is just moving his eyebrows out of the way so he can see.
There we go.
Yeah.
Now where do we go?
I don't know where we went.
I don't know either.
Okay, good. Hey, I was going to have a real challenge to edit this one.
It is.
good. Does AI respond to you waving your hands, Andy?
We will find out.
Okay, here we go. Wow, you're really digging into this.
What was the name of it again?
It was the one after Fat Lady, the Hopper.
Hopper Stopper.
We didn't get any details of these rifles. We probably should.
You just gone past it. Go down.
We are. Can't see. Right, just there.
Your mouse is right on it. No, you moved your mouse off of it.
It's alphabetical.
That's it. There. That's the one.
And now it's up on mine.
Okay. Look at it closely. What does it say? Does it say Remington 700 or something better?
It says extremely blurry.
It says extremely. Oh, wow. No chance. Well, we've wasted the last 3 minutes.
It's a nice Night Force.
Yeah, it's a Night Force on there, but it has a big. What we probably should get back to. Josh, change it to the other one so we can actually pay attention. There's a kangaroo at the end, and it's got a big in white hopper down the side of the action, the side of the forend.
There we go.
The hopper stopper.
Yep. It's very
obviously
good.
Obviously used for professional roo culling.
That's it. I'd like to see.
Yes.
Hop stop.
Hop stop.
Shorten it. Because Australians shorten stuff. Hop stop.
And we'll give him, on the other side of this rifle, it does say stopper on it.
Oh,
does it really?
It is two-sided.
Well, where's the other picture?
Well, someone was.
It's right here. Everyone's looking at it.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, good.
They are right now.
Okay, excellent.
Moving on.
Does it actually say that?
It does.
I don't remember seeing that.
It definitely does.
Next up. Oh, this is, now we're into my territory.
I feel like I need some like sexy music to play.
Please do.
I wasn't organised.
Well, oh, look at that. The music's playing. That's amazing.
I don't think this comes from Australia.
Moscus Steel sent
this
one in.
What's the giveaway?
This is the leopard.
The snow.
The what?
But we get snow here.
Not much.
No, it's just a white background. This
AI.
Is a, I don't know the action. Ooh, what do you think that is, Andy? You're the professional shooter here.
It's not a ticker. The bolt. Okay. I know that.
Good. What else? What else can we know? It's not a Seiko.
Just because the bolt.
Okay. Nah. Good. Thanks.
Oh.
Yep. Carry on.
Nah.
It's got a Zeiss on it. I can tell that.
It does have a Zeiss on it. This is a very nice rifle. It's custom. It looks like a custom build thing.
Nice.
And the chassis is painted orange with leopard prints
MDT, I reckon.
Yeah, not similar to
but with a...
that doesn't...
A different buttstock.
I was going to say, is that
not an MDT buttstock?
No, yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Well, keep you guessing. Surely some of those who are watching or listening... Well, no, not those who are listening because we haven't managed to describe it very well.
No.
Those who are watching might be like, hey, this is what it is. I want to say that because it's got a spur mount on it and there's a little, like, there's something written on that spur mount, which I can't see what it is, but it does look like Eat Me.
It does. Yeah. It does look like Eat Me.
Anyway, carry on. Josh, we don't need to know. Don't go zooming
don't
in.
Need to
Let's
know.
Just move on.
Right.
Good job, Leopard. Yep.
Very nice.
The Poverty Precision from Chris. Andy, do you want to explain what this one is?
In real detail.
This one looks like a ticker action.
Yes, yes, you got that right. You got that right. Yep. Right.
So we've got a fluted stainless steel barrel in an MDT.
A spiral fluted.
Spiral fluted. Let's make sure it makes the bullets spin faster.
That's exactly right.
It's tidy. It's a nice tidy rifle. Spiral fluted stainless steel barrel got in a MDT XRS chassis in a tan. The SkyPod got a Vortex on top. A few weights. What's the bit in front of the scope there? Like a plastic molded thumb rest, maybe.
Yeah,
might be a thumb rest.
It does look like a thumb rest.
Looks very nice. Poverty Precision. So, I feel like he
built it on a budget.
Built it on a budget, but it really performs.
I would agree. Yeah, it looks like it has all the
I
key
reckon it would
things
too.
Everywhere it needs to.
Yep.
Yeah, good. And it looks like potentially a Strike Eagle or a Venom sitting on top.
Yep.
All right, carry on. Let's go here. The Sendero. Another entry from Fachi Federico.
Very nice.
Hope. Is plush? Oh, he looks disappointed. He looks angry.
You didn't get that right at all.
You didn't get that right at all. Okay. Tell us what we're looking at, Andy.
All right. Now, I don't know the stock, the maker of the stock, but I'd say it's a Remington Sendero.
Yeah.
Yep.
That the giveaway was in the name.
Well, yeah. You know, I don't really, yeah.
Know much.
Yep. Some sort of night vision clip-on to the scope.
It does look exactly like that. Yeah.
Would that be a Macmillan stock?
I don't think so. I'm familiar with one of the stocks that make something on those lines, but I've forgotten because, you know, PRS World and...
Well, that's not the stock that comes with the Sendero.
No, I don't believe it is. No. All right, cool.
Looks tidy.
I think we're moving
clamp
on
muzzle brake? Is that one of the clamp?
That is a clamp on muzzle brake. This is from the same gentleman. This is the soft. This, I know, is a Victrix Venus X, I think.
Okay.
X. There's an X, a V, and a T, and this is one of them.
Yep.
Victrix
Venus. Mm-hmm. And a shoe. Looks like there's a yellow shoe in the side as well, for those who are watching. That looks, I mean, the Victrix are nice. I do like the colours that Victrix do. Some of their colours look really good. They pop a bit more.
The Victrix blue.
Oh, it looks good, doesn't it?
Oh, it's amazing.
That looks good. All right, very, very nice. The soft looks good. The trophy wife. This got sent in from Kate. Now, this is a very close-up photo, and all it shows you is the action and the barrel.
Yep. That looks like a ticker action.
Does everything like a ticker?
No.
It's either a ticker action or not.
Ticker action looks good.
And this has engraved on the barrel a trophy wife. Not much we can say on this one because there's not a lot of the rifle there, but, you know, like the idea, like the sentiment.
Thanks, Kate.
Good. All right. Carry on.
Our last entry.
Last one.
Tina the Tiger.
Tina the Tiger.
To go with Gay Tiger. Is it a 6GT?
I mean, is it going to be anything else?
It better be.
Do you know what action that is? Do you know, Andy?
Does it say Valon?
It says Valor.
Valor.
So it's a Valor action, yeah.
There you go. Cool. It's not a ticker.
It's not a ticker. It's an MPA Matrix.
Very nice.
Possibly Pro chassis. I'm not... I don't think
that is the Pro.
No, okay. I don't know enough to pick the difference. Nope. Vortex PST on top. So this is like a dark green camo. Green, sort of some browny, sort of different shades of green in there. Different shades of brown.
Yep.
And then there is a tiger stripes that's done between pink, yellow, green, a little bit of blue. It's like
really pink highlights are good. They can stand out.
Big pink highlights.
And I don't know if you've seen. It looks like that might be a match trophy behind it. His and her.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
It's definitely some form of thing. Mm. Yeah. Looks good. I like that one.
It's good.
All right, Andy.
Yes.
Have a little bit of think about all the various.
I need a flick through.
Flick through.
Short-term memory loss here.
Yeah, we're gonna come back to it. Hang on, just
relax.
But
this is just for Andy.
No, we're gonna come back to it. We're gonna do a flick through with the listeners and the viewers.
Oh, okay. All right.
You got me back.
Just let that settle.
Oh, edit.
Go back to the guns. Now we got onto that because we're talking about giveaways.
Yes.
Now, listeners, viewers, everyone else, and Josh, wanted to let you guys know the next giveaway. You guys can get involved. Now, we're talking about between you and Plushie, Andy, who is going to win between the two of you. Yeah, look serious there. At the APRS Roaring 40s shootout in Tasmania.
Yep.
Josh, you're working out a benefit or a punishment or something, so I'll give you a moment to think about that. But you guys can get involved as well. So we will put up a post. This episode's going out a little bit earlier. We're going to put up a post on Friday before the match that you guys can tell us who you think's going to win, Plushie or Andy. Plushie or Andy. Angry Plushie or Andy.
Plushie with hang fires.
Andy's stacking things in his favour. But... Here's the qualifier. You need to tell us, not only do you predict who wins correctly, but the person who chooses the difference in points. So if you're going to choose Andy, if you're going to back Andy, say Andy, and then also he's going to beat Plushie by 400 points. Oh, no, it was 7,309 points.
That's doable.
Or he's going to, you know, 3 or 1 or half a point or a fist fight at the end, whatever it might be. And then, or if you back Plushie, if you like your ringers, back Plushie by a couple of points, 20 points, whatever it might be. So when that post goes up, put in the comments. It'll be on Instagram and be on Facebook. And put up there who you're backing and about how many points. And the person who's the closest is going to get some sort of prize. Now, speaking of prize, Josh.
Yes.
Have you thought about what these two are going to be?
I have got something, but it determines it's whether when they're next at the range together.
Okay.
So I was thinking the next match that they both shoot together, yep. you have to use the other person's rifle.
Interesting.
So the winner gets to use their own, but yep. the loser has to use the other person's rifle.
Yep.
And you're offering to load ammo for this?
No.
Okay.
No.
Wait, so the loser, the winner, this has gotten very
So I might lose, so then I burn out his barrel.
Yeah, and he has to load ammo for you.
I will cook it. Or because we both do have training rifles. He's got, I think, a 223 AI, maybe. And I've got a 223, so maybe the other one can use the training rifle, which they are both very similar.
I like that.
Very similar.
I like that. Yeah, okay.
To our
comp rifles. It's the ammo that they take, like, you know, the rifles that they take.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be your comp rifle. It can be your trainer rifle.
Yeah, but yeah, okay. All right. Sounds.
Like get him in the XLR.
That's it. Yeah. All right. Now we need to choose a winner of our of the rifles got sent in because there was a few of them.
Yes, there were.
So give us the flick through, Josh, so we can see those.
Slowly.
Franken Morser from Sheldrake.
Yep.
Goldilocks from Ross. Mm-hmm. Goober from Dylan.
Gobbler.
Henry Plinkster from Peter.
Yep.
Iron Man from Marco. Matilda from Harold.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy from Sam, the jigsaw one. Mm-hmm. Pinkie Pie from Dave with the abomination of horses. We skip past the Red Rocket, I think. Yep. Sierra from Sheldrake.
We'll go back. There we go.
Red Rocket from Redacted Actual.
Yep.
The 1000 MT from Federico.
Yep.
The Farm Boss by Jack. The Fat Lady from Rob.
Yep.
Hopper Stopper from Tim. Leopard from Moscow Steel. Poverty Precision from Chris. Sendero from Federico as well. It's the Soft also.
Yep.
The Trophy Wife from Kate.
Mm-hmm.
And Tina the Tiger from Taylor. For the alliteration. Okay, there's three of us here. We can choose one each. We'll find three prizes. So, gentlemen.
I've already got mine locked
Josh,
in.
Josh, you are up. Which one is yours, mate?
My favourite is the Poverty Precision.
Yep.
I like that.
Credit. Nice. All right. Nice. Chris, we got something coming your way to add to your rifle maybe. I don't know.
Nice.
We'll find something.
Very nice.
Yep, that's good. Andy, have you got a preference?
I was really leaning towards like what the rifle's used for.
Okay.
I think the Hopper Stopper.
The Hopper Stopper.
Yeah, I think like I'm pulling out the Hopper Stopper.
Yeah.
You know that like.
You know what's going on. Yeah.
This is happening.
This is what's happening.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's credit. Yeah.
Stopping hoppers.
Sweet.
Yep.
Because I think Josh completely stitched you up, Jack, I'm going for the Farm Boss. I am going for the Farm Boss because I think that Josh has done the dirty on
it's
you.
It's obviously been used.
That's it's good to see. It's good to see. That's a working man's rifle.
That is.
Or woman's rifle.
Shotgun.
But Jack's probably a guy's name. But that's it. So the farm boss,
the hopper stopper,
and
poverty precision.
All right, guys, we'll get some prizes out to you.
There's some good names.
There's some good names. Hey, Andy.
Yes.
We're off to Tassie in 2 days. Wow, we got the live version as well. Now, flying with rifles.
Yes.
This is one match where you can go over on a boat.
Yes.
Or you can fly over if you're coming from the mainland. Mm-hmm. Flying with rifles. You've done it a bit.
Yep.
Tell us about it, mate, because we get a lot of questions about people who are like, hey, I have to fly with a rifle. What's the deal? Is this scary? Yeah. This is challenging. First up, is it scary?
Not scary. No.
Okay, good.
No.
Is it... Like, is there endless amounts of paperwork to fill out?
No.
Okay. Do you get dirty looks from people at the airport?
Not really, but you just tell them it's DJ equipment and then they look at you even worse. Yeah.
I'm going to change Foshy for that.
Be like, oh, it's my mixing deck. And they're like, what? This guy.
Yeah. Okay. And what else is what is the hardest part of it?
I would say the 5-minute application for dangerous goods for your ammo. That's the hardest part.
It's the hardest part.
Yeah. 5-minute application on email
yep.
or online. Then you get an email and you're done. Other than that, just weighing your bag, or weighing your gun case, make sure that's under your weight limit, and stacking your 5 kilos of ammo.
Yeah.
And that's it. Maybe give yourself an extra half an hour to check in, because
yeah, yep.
And that's it.
It's not actually that bad, is it? It really isn't. Depending on the airline, obviously that's a big factor of it. But the ammunition is more regulated than the guns.
Yep.
So make sure that's squared away with whoever you're going with.
I think the only requirements is it has to be in a locked case.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be inoperable, and that's pretty much bolt removed.
Yep, for your rifle.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, so last Tassie trip.
Yes.
I was going across. I had a bit of ammo with me for the match, and I was the last person of the whole, like 12 of us or something, that were going through checking in. And so the girl had done the right thing for the lady who checked us all in. She became sort of the expert on the day, and she checked everyone through because, you know, there was a crew of us going across. And I was the last one, and I went to her. I've got ammo. I don't have the gun, so I have to worry about that. I've got ammo that I'm taking across for the part of the match. And so, okay, no problems. Pulled it out, weighed it, did all the things, gave her the paperwork, everything like that. Put it in the bit. Sent it off. Now, I've flown with guns, I've flown with ammo, I've flown with both. Never been an issue.
Mm.
We're in this huge line, aren't we, Josh?
Oh, yeah. It was a very big line.
You were in that line for the whole time, not to give away the ending, but how long were you in the line for?
Let's go through security. Remember.
It would have been over an hour.
Ouch.
It would have been over an hour. We were probably about a third of the way through this line at this point, and I get a phone call, and it's from Jetstar. Saying, you need to come to the service desk. Oh, and I'm like,
ouch.
I'm well into this line. I don't really, like, is this something we can resolve on the phone? Like, I would like to carry on, you know, where we go. And they're like, the AFP have intercepted your luggage. You need to come to the service desk.
Yeah, that doesn't really give you an option, does it?
Mm. So I said to Josh, turn around, Josh, I'm like, I have to go.
Yep.
Stay here. I guess I'll be back. Went up to the service desk and they're like, you need to come with us. There's some questions about your luggage. I'm like, all right, no problem. So I got an escort through security, which is the fastest I've ever gone through security, because you've got your main line where all us plebs walk through.
Yep.
Then you've got your plushie gets to go through the express line where he just like walks in and waltzes up and is like, where's the condescending plushie? I'll just put up condescending plushie. There he is. Waltzes
exactly
in.
Exactly like that.
That's exactly right. He's like, I'm going through this line.
Yep.
I got past all of those people and went to thing, did the security pass.
So you went straight past Josh?
Straight past Josh.
That would have hurt. Like,
I didn't even see it. It was straight.
I was in a whole different area. It was that big, and straight through, and then down into the depths of the airport, and into, you know, greeted by a couple of AFP officers who were lovely and fine.
Yep, yep.
And then we went to like this baggage handling area, and they're like, "There's some, you appear to have ammunition in your bag." I'm like, "That's correct." Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
I know.
Exactly right. They're like, okay, you didn't declare it. I'm like, that is not true. I declared it. Here's my license. Here's my paperwork. Here's my things. I did all the things. This is the, you know, the, we would have been the 10th or 12th person coming onto this flight with ammunition. And yeah. And they're like, okay, that's a different story. Well, here's my papers. Anyway, so they got the bag there. And then the baggage handler was there as well, who had picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, look, I checked in. I did all this stuff. Like, I'm not, there's, you know, I told him a little bit about what I was traveling for and what we're doing, and said, no, it's not first time. And you know, there's lots of us who've gone through the same thing. They put a word back to try and get in touch with a girl who put us all through.
Yep.
And while we did that, they're like a, yeah, like, can you show us where your ammunition is in your bag? I'm like, sure. I opened it up, grabbed the box, and there's like a little box here from Super Cheap Board or something, like a Pelican type case with padlocks
on it. Orange one?
No.
Oh.
With padlocks on it, you know, locked down inside the bag that was also locked. And they opened that up, and then in there, there's all the separated ammunition. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, you know, that all checks out. That's how it's meant to be backed. I'm like, yeah, I'm not, yes, not doing that. Yeah, I've declared it, like, yep, everything. And at this point, you could tell the person from AFP was like, everything here is legit. Like,
yeah,
Jetstar have gone wrong here. And apparently the lady that booked us in was on a break of some sort.
Yep.
And then the baggage handler piped up saying, oh, no, there's more. And I'm like, okay, what else? And they're quizzing me a bit because I didn't have a gun.
Oh,
you're taking ammo, but not a gun.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how this has played out. I've bought some ammo, but not I'm not actually shooting myself. I'm just bringing this for part of the competition.
Yep.
And then the baggage handler kept pointing at a part of the bag on this thermal scan. Kept pointing at it. What's this? And I'm like, oh, what on earth is, like, I've got spotting scopes in here. I've got iPads for time. I've got timers. I'm like, what is that? And then, yeah, they're trying to work out what it is. And I'm like, oh, hang on a second. And I've said, can I grab something out of the bag? And they're like, yeah, go ahead. So I've reached into the bag and grabbed out an extended stapler that we used to put the matchbooks together. From the area that he was pointing as the problem. I pulled out, I'm like, is this what you're concerned about?
Stapler.
And the baggage handler has just gone pale. The AFP agent has rolled her eyes. And she at this point looks over to me and is like, just pack everything back up. We're sorry.
So you made the flight?
Made the flight. Oh, that's good. Like, that's, I good, got onto the plane.
Yep. Probably before Josh.
Before Josh.
Yeah.
I messaged Josh. I'm like, where are you sitting on the plane? Because it's Jetstar. There's no business class. We're in the first row.
Yep.
And I'm messaging Josh. I'm like, where are you? He's like, I'm still in the line. I'm like, ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, my AFP escort onto a plane. It's
very nice. Good.
So, for most of you who are thinking about flying with guns, it's a lot calmer than that normally. And to be honest, they were all great. Yeah. It was fine. I didn't miss my flight. I didn't harass. Yep. It was easy.
One word of advice. I would make sure that you do empty out your range bag. If you're planning on taking your range bag as like your carry-on, make sure that thing is completely empty.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's and same on the way back from a match.
True. Yep.
Yeah, because even though empty brass is no issue, put it back in the thing, treat it as though it's ammo, and you'll certainly have less problems.
That's it. Yep. Because I've also had AFP call me up, and they're like, "Oh, we found something in your bag. Yep. Can you explain what this is?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah. Oh, what does it look like?" He said, "You seem to have a couple of large objects or bags that are very dense, and one that's not dense." I was like, "Oh, I've got some shooting bags, a bag full of sand, and then another bag full of polymer beads." And they're like, "What do you mean a bag of sand?"
Like, a bag that has sand in it. Yeah.
And I was standing in the line before security trying to explain to this guy, so we use these positional bags, they're full of sand.
Yeah.
Don't cut it open, please.
I remember standing next to you when you were doing that, and you were like, there's a little thing, if you open it, you can see the sand. Like, there's please sand. Don't cut my bag.
Just don't cut the bag. They're expensive. And they were fine with it, and we got through. That was no worries. But
cool. It's always some good stories, but it's never particularly hassle.
Yeah, that's it.
Polite, friendly, all those sort of things, you get through it. Also wanted to ask you, Andy. So a match like this, compared to the last two matches, Monado, Mildura, you've driven to, you've had all the space in the world.
That's it.
Now you're limited because you're going on a plane.
Yes.
What doesn't make it to this match?
Ooh, what doesn't make it? So. Yeah, you really got to think about what you're going
to
cut back.
Do you have to cut back on a fair bit?
Yeah, you do. So I've had to cut back on a few items. So normally I'd take, a whole spare rifle, cleaning equipment, tools, spotting scope, as well as binos. Like, there's heaps of extra stuff that I would normally take when you're driving.
Yep.
So I've cut it back. I haven't weighed my actual bag yet, but in my gun bag box, I'm not taking a cleaning rod, no cleaning stuff.
Is that because you assume someone there is going to have something?
Yeah.
If you get in trouble?
Yeah. There'll be people around, and in this community, there's always people who are going to help out as well. Like, if they see you struggling, they'll help out.
Yeah.
Not taking any tools with me.
I feel Plushie should just be sort of cheering in the background here, so I'm going to change into smiling Plushie.
So normally I've got a little toolkit that will fully dismantle my rifle. I'm not taking that.
Okay.
What else am I not taking? I think there'll be maybe like a few little bits and pieces in my range bag. So I've got like a wet, a cover that goes over my whole rifle in case it does rain, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you won't need that in Tassie.
Nah. I hear we're under some shelter.
It doesn't rain in Tassie.
To be honest, like when I've been at other matches and it started to rain, usually I just close the caps on my scope and
deal with it.
The rest is what
it's
it
good,
is.
There's good coverage in Tassie. You're going to be fine. Okay.
Usually I do take three or four different shooting bags and I might cut that back. So
don't cut the bags.
Cut the number of bags I take. I might not take my pump pillow.
Yep.
Because I find that I don't often use it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I need one, if I really need one on a stage, I'll go, can I borrow yours?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I am still taking my tripod.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not a necessity.
Okay. That would be one you would drop if need be?
If need be, yeah. Because normally I'm 80% of the time I'm using it to put my binos on.
Mm-hmm.
But you can always, I guess, find a bench or find something to put your binos on and watch.
Yeah, you find a way.
Yeah, there's usually other people there with binos who aren't using them and you go, hey, can I look through your binos and stuff like that.
So, cool. Okay.
If everyone could leave their tripods home, that would be great. I would appreciate that much.
Range has got good room for tripods. So.
It does.
I did also take off some weights off my rifle.
Oh, interesting.
Because I was pushing for weight and I thought, there's half a kilo of weights bolted on the side. So
interesting. So is that potentially compromising your shooting?
Yeah, because I rely on that. I rely on the weight. I mean, it might a little bit, but it was...
Just updated Plushy to the... very concerned what's going on, Plushy.
I mean, I'll see how I go packing the rest of my suitcase and the rest of everything else. If I've got extra weight in my other baggage, I might throw
is this,
it in there.
Is this where you're like... stash those weights in your pocket as you walk onto the plane.
Oh, I could do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Or put them back on in the rifle when you get there.
Yeah, possibly. But at the moment, so what fits in the gun box that I wanted to fit in there, it's under the weight limit. Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm. Okay, cool. And this is a question for you as well, Josh, but Andy, for you, because you're actually shooting. It's going to be cold.
It will be cold.
There's no way around it. It's going to be cold. Mm-hmm. Are you well prepared for cold weather? And what does it change in your shooting? Because I got some ideas around, but tell me what do you consider changing in shooting?
So I'm quite mindful of the difference in shooting in a large jumper or jacket to we typically shoot in, nicer weather where, you can just wear a t-shirt or shirt or whatever.
Maybe a thin jumper like you're wearing now.
Yeah, at worst. Maybe that's why I did so poorly on the mover stage because I was wearing this.
No, you're just not very good.
All right. So when it... at the range, Hilltop.
Mm-hmm.
The Hilltop range, I wore thermals under my...
The wet top range.
Yeah, the wet top.
Which just rained the entire match.
Yep. So I definitely wore thermals underneath my pants as well as knee pads. And then on my upper body, I wore a long sleeve t-shirt underneath my shooting shirt.
Yep.
And then when I wasn't shooting, I was wearing another jacket or a jumper, and I'd take that off when I go to shoot.
Yeah. Because it obviously changed, like where the rifle sits into your shoulder, and that would affect your eye relief, in fact, where your head sits on the gun.
Yep.
What about gloves or anything?
Yep, I wear gloves, and I went searching around at like Total Tools and a few of those places for gloves that had fingertips like of a different material where there was a stitch pattern, and I undid that stitch. So now I can, instead of having half your fingers cold, I can undo literally – just the end bit of that trigger finger.
Yep.
When I need to, and there you go.
Okay.
But I try to keep the upper body clothing to a minimal. For that eye relief thing, but also I find that my buttstock will catch like on a jumper, and then you're like,
gotcha. Oh, what's happening here? I can see that being a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
That's all right. And Josh, what about you from not shooting point of view? Are we running heated jackets this time?
I'm not taking like rifle weight stuff, so I'm taking batteries for my heated jacket.
Nice.
And gloves, because a camera that has a metal body to it in the morning, that's not fun.
Yep,
there was a reason why one of our guys that came to the last match ended up sitting inside for one of the mornings because he didn't want to touch the metal camera.
Oh, well. There you go.
Yeah. Made me do it instead.
Yep.
I am running gloves on my list because that's something I have not thought about for this match.
Useful.
Yeah, okay.
Gloves are different good. You want those hands to be warm. And if it is wet weather and you are wearing like a throwover waterproof jacket or pants, make sure you test your ammo storage, your magazine storage or some sort of
because your jacket won't be in the way of your magazines.
That's the other reason I don't wear a jacket when I'm shooting because it's usually in the way of my mag or my dump pouch or all that.
And I guess
sort of
for the 4 or so minutes you probably got that jacket off when you throw it off, stand on the line, you're not worried about the...
You're not thinking about the cold because you're freezing. You're just like adrenaline, beep, mind wipe, what am I doing?
That's right.
And you're not thinking about the cold. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting you mention the jacket because even at home doing some dry fire stuff, I've noticed that there's certain like jumpers that I have that I now shouldn't shoot in because just from dry firing and getting in position, moving around, some stuff that just gets caught to your buttstock and you're like, that was to happen on a stage. That is less than ideal because I'm now fumbling like I am with the microphone with the rifle.
Yep.
Yeah, it's interesting how much of a difference it makes, and perhaps for guys going shooting their first PRS match or something, this stuff's not even on the radar, which is fine. It shouldn't be. Just go and enjoy yourselves. But certainly as you get better, these are things to consider. How much gear you're taking to be able to fit on the plane?
Yep.
What gear you're going to wear during it? Because does that change anything?
Yeah,
it's interesting to hear that it does.
You definitely want to keep warm when you're not shooting, but
when you
need to shoot, take off what you can. To keep it consistent.
Star jumps, are they a factor? Do you star jump between stages?
Oh, I haven't.
Okay.
But.
You going to try it now?
Why not?
You're probably going to try
it. Why not? I'll give it a go. Why not? Get the blood pumping.
Yeah, see if Plushy's going to try it with that sort of look. No, Plushy's
not. He's thinking about it.
He's thinking about it. Yeah. He's like, that's probably a good way to keep it.
That'll be his face after he star jumps.
He's going, what is that guy doing?
This will be his face after he star jumps, is onto Angry Plushy. Oh, he's crushed.
He's gone.
He's gone. All right, cool. Hey, before we get out of here, we also, Andy, head your way over to the shelf over there and choose something particularly for us to talk about. A little recap, guys. If you see the post up go up on Friday before the APRS Roaring 40s shootout down in Tassie. Who's your pick? Is Andy going to beat Plushy? Is Plushy going to beat Andy? And tell us how much by. And you go in the running to win some prizes. And congratulations to the prizes that we did win. You've chosen a beard of chat product.
Yeah,
Andy.
Yeah, I have the matte cream.
Yeah, do you use this? Have you used this?
I picked that one because I do not have
you
it.
Do not.
I have everything else
have
up
you,
on that shelf.
Have you smelled this one?
I think I have.
You have? All right, let's do it again because I do use this one. Smell
that.
Smell
good.
Oh, yeah. It's just like some sort of toffee vanilla camp. Yep. Like you just want to eat it.
You probably don't, but you do. You do want to. You do want to. So the bearded chap, you guys know probably that the sponsors the show. Luke, who's the owner, is a shooter as well, so we always like to support shooters. So you're supporting shooters. You're supporting us if you go and buy from their website using the code IMPACT or going to thebeardedchap.com/IMPACT.
That was meant to be one of those.
Okay.
My bad.
Josh, would you like me to try that again?
Yes, I would actually.
Because
we can do that.
It is worth, you know, for a second time knowing where to get the amazing smelling vanilla natural matte cream. This hair product. I should clarify what it is. Put it in your hair. Your hair will look amazing. That's the goal. Yep. But you can make yourself look amazing, support a shooter, and also support us doing this show by going to thebeardedchap.com/
IMPACT
or using the code
IMPACT.
That would be fantastic.
That's
doing
it.
So
very good.
So and it is seriously good stuff.
Vanilla thick shake.
Do you know
that's
what
it is?
That lines it up. Do you know what I'm seeing more of?
Me.
Unfortunately, yes. I'm seeing more and more crew at the matches having bearded chap gear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cool, genuinely cool. Seeing
and shooting better for it,
and looking better, feeling better,
100%.
And then in turn shooting better. On that note, there's not much more to say. No. Make yourself shoot, look, and feel better.
With the bearded chap.
See ya.